It fits what's happening today, said Henry Ford Sr. He was talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and he saw it unfolding right before his very eyes. As Jewish kids, we were forbidden to read it. But kids find ways to break what's forbidden just to find out why. The book, with so many layers of intrigue, was too much for me as a kid. But today, like Henry Ford, it fits. What crystallizes in my mind about the protocols are the stages of world domination that world Jewry is pursuing. Stage 1, control of money. Private Jewish banks in Germany, France, England, Sweden, Switzerland, and last, America, with the Federal Reserve, the Fed, have set up central banks which counterfeit money legally. They are answerable to no one.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Stage 2, control of politicians. This stage has a double module, media and campaign coffer. For example, Illinois Senator Charles Percy, former head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, refused to sign AIPAC's Letter of 76, protesting its reassessment of Middle East policy, which favored Israel over the Palestinians. The Jews got to work to get rid of Percy. The Jewish-owned press did a smear campaign of Percy and propped up the unknown Paul Simon. Simon enjoyed wonderful press, found his campaign coffers filled to the brim by AIPAC and its billionaire sponsors. Percy's honorable career bit the dust. Stage 3, destruction of the church. This is a three-pronged attack. First, attack the mores of the church by subverting honorable marriage and instead promote sexual perversion. Rachel Levine is the visual meme the Jewish power gleans that it's okay to distort one's sexual identity and physical attributes. Second, attack the youth through the schools, especially to hate their race, the white race, which historically has opposed Jewish dominance. Third, infiltrate the church with evangelical Israel lovers, an antichrist state, and with partisans of homosexuality. Pull the stages together. Control of money, control of politicians, control of the church, and you got a recipe for world domination. The demographics are there. World Jewry runs a tight trading, economic, religious, jurisprudence, and academic network globally. It's not too late to put the brakes on Jewish world domination. I think the noticing has already begun.